today's daf is Baba Basra daf Samech Aleph. With this, we begin the fourth parak of Maseches Baba Basra. Rav Daniel Feldman emailed me that this is the part of the Masechta that Rav Shechter, whenever he quotes this part of the Masechta, he always says, and this is the part of the Masechta only the daf Yomi people know, because in yeshivas they only learn the first three prakim. So we have a special zechus that we're learning the part that only we are learning in Maseches Baba Basra. So the parak is going to be discussing when a person sells different properties, what do we assume is automatically included? If you sell a house, what kinds of frills are included in the sale of the house? And it's important to realize that when we talk about all of these things, we're talking Balashana Mishnah, that in the times of the Mishnayis, when you say that you were selling a house, you were literally only selling the living quarters. You were not selling the garage, you were not selling... But nowadays, when you sell a house, it's Tali B'lashon B'nei Adam. It's Tali on what people generally refer to as a house. So we should not deduce anything La Halacha in terms of how this is going to affect sales and the language that we use, because we use clearly different language. But that's what the Mishnah is going to discuss, what items are and are not included in the sale of a house. The Gemara is going to bring up the three different names for specific chambers that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, because one of those names is used in our Mishnah to describe a small room off of a house. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how large this yatsia, this small room, has to be in order to be considered independent of the house, and whether the same would be true of a bor. Does the size of a bor matter when we say if you sell a house that the bor is not included? So does it matter if it's a small bor or a large bor? Then in Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss what happens when the shtar mechira indicates larger borders than the language of what you say you're selling actually is. I mean, you say you're selling a house, and you include the borders that enclose a lot more than just that house. Or you say you're selling a field, and you mark off borders or indicate borders that include much more than that one field. So what is our attitude toward that? Do we assume you're including everything within the borders, or do we assume you're only including that one house, that one field? And that may affect the language one has to put in a shtar if he does want to be more inclusive. So then the Gemara is going to discuss at the bottom, what if someone is somewhat vague in his language? He says, I'm selling you land, I'm selling you lands, I'm selling you all lands, I'm selling you nechasim, things of that nature. In fact, Poskim use this sugya to discuss the language that has to be used when doing mechiras chametz. How do we make sure that we include all chametz in the sale? So let's begin with the Mishnah. Hamocher sabayis lo macher yetzia va'afal pishi psucha letocho. When a person sells a house, he has not sold the yetzia. Rashbam right away says, b'gemar mefarish. We'll have to see what a yetzia is, but it's something that is not included in the house, even though there's a doorway from the yetzia directly into the house, because and therefore you might have said that it's part of the usage of the house. No, the Mishnah is telling us it is not considered part of the house. It's considered independent of the house, and therefore it is. And therefore, it is not included in the sale. And not only that, also any room that's further inside the house is also not included. Rashbam writes, even though it opens up into the house, and the way to get there is by going through the house. Since it's a storage area and it's not a living area, when a person sold a house, he only means to include a living area. He does not mean to include a storage area. Similarly, one does not include a roof in a sale if the roof happens to have a maka that's 10 tvachim high, which is required by halacha, that one has a maka that's 10 tvachim high. So a person that roof, once it has the maka, it's usable, people are going to use it all the time, and it's therefore not included in the sale, because it's an independent tashmish from the tashmish abayis. It's an independent usage from the way one uses his house. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im yesh lo tzuras pesach, af al pi she'eino gavah asar tzvachim, eino machur. That even if it only has a tzuras pesach from the entranceway, from the bayis to the roof, even though the roof does not have a height of a fence with a height of 10 tvachim around it, it's still considered considered to be independent of the house. It's still considered to have independent usage from the house, and therefore would not be included in the sale. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Choshen Mishpatim in Tav Chav Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that anyone who leaves his roof without a makkah has been mevatel a mitzvah sasei and has also violated lo sasei of lo sasim damim b'veisecha. So the poskim discuss if a person didn't make a makkah on his roof, is it mutter for him to go to that roof? Is it mutter for him to ever be on his roof? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Chav Aleph in Choshen Mishpat that someone who falls from a roof beruach mitzuya and he damages is chayiv bedalad dvarim. And the Sma writes in the name of the Torah that's because he was shogei karov lemezid. Who was what's he doing on the roof when there's no makkah? Of course he's likely to fall when there's no makkah around the roof. A ruach mitzuya can come and blow him right off. So what's he doing there? He had no business being there. So the Chaznish points out that even when there's a chayiv makkah, the Torah never asks directly going on a roof without a makkah. A gag is not one of the mechsholos that a person is not allowed to leave in his house. It's just that he has a chiyuv to build a makkah around the gag. So you see this tension in the poskim. We know that you have a chiyuv to build a makkah. Does that make the entire roof usser? Does that mean that you're not allowed to go onto the roof? So in the poskim bring a raya from our sugya, mocher sabayis, that you're not mocher the gag when it has a makkah asar tefachim. So Dvar Avram in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Zayin Os Chav Dalet says, oh, you see from our Gemara that a gag that doesn't have a makkah asara is usher to use, and therefore doesn't have any chashivus and it's batel to the bias. Meaning, what makes it that if it doesn't have a makkah ten tefachim, why is it all of a sudden included in the sale? Because it doesn't have any independent usage. Why doesn't it have any independent usage? Because you're not allowed to go there. So you see that it must be that you're not allowed to go there. However, in the Pnini Halacha section of the Masifta, he quotes from the Tshuvas Betzala Chachma, Rabbi Tzal Stern, Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Yud Ches, who brings a raya lahepich from our sugya that there's no iser to go up on the roof because the Yad Rama on our Mishnah says that if there's no makkah gavar asara, it's considered to be sold with the house because it's ro'i lishtamish bo rak al yedei adchak, because you only go there every once in a while and only when you're desperate. So it sounds like, yeah, but you are allowed to go there once in a while and when you're desperate. So this is the tension in the poskim. When a person, we know for sure there's a mitzvah in the Torah to build a makkah, does that mean that without it, one is not allowed to do anything on his roof, that one is not even allowed to go onto his roof? Okay, says the Gemara, my yitzia, what exactly is a yitzia? We know that it's not included in the sale of a house. What is it? So hacha targimo, after. So we were mitargim that it means Rashbam writes a low binyan, a small structure that's next to the house, either on the side or behind the house, what we would probably call a shed, that you have a shed near the house where you use it to store whatever it is that you store, your sukkah or anything else that you might store in your shed. Rav Yosef Amar Badka Chalila, that it's a Chalila shed. What does that mean? So says Rashbam, it's also like a shed, except it's made in a more decorative way. It has windows all around, it's more open, so it's a nicer looking type of shed. So the man yamar after lamazdavna, if you hold that the regular type of shed is not included in the sale, then for sure the enhanced type of shed is not included in the sale because it's not at all used like a house. It's made lenoy and it's made to cool off and to get a catch a nice breeze. It's more like a gazebo. It's more like something that you would go to enjoy a nice breeze and a nice outdoor weather if the weather's nice. So that would not be included. But lemandiyam batka chalila, if you say that even the gazebo is included, if you say that yetzia means the gazebo and that's what's not included in the Mishnah, aval aftam is davna, that would be like saying that the shed is included because the use of the shed is the shed is more closed off like a house is, and therefore the usage of the shed is more similar to the tashmish abayis and would therefore be more likely to be included in the sale together with the house. Tani Rav Yosef, Shalosh Shemos Yeshlo. There are three names for this for these small areas that they use for storage. So what Yeshlo of our Mishnah, three names we just happen to be talking about, that something could be called a garage or a shed or a, no. So Tosfos points out Ayetzia de Krakai, the Yetzia de Masnisim Karpirish Rav Yosef Gufei David Bar Kachalila, the Yetzia de Beis Hamikdash Lamatzina B'Shomakom She'Asuk Min Chalonos. So he says no. Clearly, we're talking about when the pasuk refers to a Yetzia, there are three different names for it in the pasuk, and they are Yetzia, Tzela, Ta. Yitzia d'chsiv ha-yitzia tachtona chamesh ba'amarachva. So you see that it says b'feirish yitzia. Tzela d'chsiv v'atzla'us tzela el tzela sholosh u'shloshim pa'amim. And ta d'chsiv v'ata kana echad aruch v'kana echad rachav u'bein hata'im chamesh amos. They used to have these chambers in the Beis HaMikdash. They had 38 of them that were meant primarily for storage, that were lined up on three levels, on the three different floors, and there were three different names for these ta'im that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, and we just proved it from Psukim. So viba yisema mehacha kosala hechal sheish vata sheish kosalata chamesh. Says the Tosos viba yisema mehacha kosala hechal sheish tamel rabbeinu tamel reed the basar krab maisi mishnah davi kamo yehuda va'ol the krab perikama de kiddushin, that we just quoted a pasuk that proved that Ta is one of the Lashonos, a pasuk from Sefer Yecheskel. And now, how are we proving it? With an Iba Yisema from a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Maseches Midos. Why would you bring a Mishnah after you already quoted a pasuk? This is what we call Yehuda Va'od Lakra, that you have a pasuk, you don't then say, oh, and it's not only a pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda says that way as well. The Gemara has that expression. Well, Yehuda's a Va'od on a pasuk. It's once you have a pasuk, that's it, you're finished, you brought all the rayas that you need to bring. So va'omeri dasam lo kapita ella alashon va'od. Avalachad lo kamar va'od asi shapir. When we have that expression, Yehuda is a va'od lakra, that's only because we use the term va'od. Va'od makes it sound like, oh, and I could do even better. I'll bring you an even better raya. That I'll bring it from Yehuda, from Rabbi Yehuda. So that's objectionable. How could you say that Rabbi Yehuda is a better raya than a pasuk? But when you're just quoting two lashonos of where we brought the raya from, and it's not about, and you don't have the lashon of va'od, so it doesn't indicate in any way that you're bringing a better raya. So then we have no problem with it. Ukinin zematzinu bekama makomos. Davar zeh kasuv b'Torah v'shani b'Nevi'im mishulish b'Ksuvim v'shani b'Mishnah. And in fact, you find in a lot of places where we'll bring up an idea and we'll say that this idea is in the Torah, and it's again repeated in the Nevi'im, and it's again repeated in the Ksuvim, and we don't raise the question, what do you mean it's again repeated? Who needs repetition? We already have it. It doesn't bother us that it's repeated, because that's just strengthening what we already have. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in the back of the Gemara, just points out, Nir Be'enai, Bekama Mekomos Lashon Guzmahu. When Tosa says, yeah, we find this in Kama Mekomos, we find it all over the place. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, really? Where all over the place? Do a Bar Ilan search. And Davar Zeh, Shanoi, and that expression of Davar Zeh, Kosom Batorah, Shanoi B'Nevi'im, Umeshulash B'Ksuvim. How many times does it come up? He says, Lo Nodali Elapam Achas, Sof Perakach. So he says, Aval kavanas atosim atzinu gamkin b'megillah lamed aleph davar zekasu marikagil chasam beis makos yiron beis min haTorah shvam larbusin akti atos ledugmahi debavakam v'damar gamkin v'shani b'mishnah. Meaning we do have similar such statements without everything, you know, without all of the levels of Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and Mishnah. We do have in a few places in Shas where it goes Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, it says that something appears in the Torah and the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, but it's not then Vishani B'Mishnah, doesn't then conclude that it's Shani B'Mishnah. That we only have in one place. So maybe that's what Tosfos is referring to, that Bekam Mekomos, we find that there's more than one source, and even though we already brought the strongest source from the Chumash itself, we continue to bring further sources. Okay, so that's what just a language issue that Tosfos is bothered by, why it is that we would bring a Mishnah after we have already quoted a Pasuk. Amar Merzutra, so Merzutra comments that this idea that it's not included, that the Yetzia is not included in the sale, v'hu davi arba amos, that's only if the Yetzia is independent, and the measure of its independence is its size. If it's 4 amos, then it is an independent area and is not included in the sale. But if it's smaller than 4 amos, it is not considered an independent area, and therefore it is included in the sale. Oh, really? If you're going to say that only if it's dalet amos, only then is it independent? That when you sell a house, what's not included in the sale is a bar, a dus, is anything that is dug into the ground. Even if you say in the Lashon of the Shtar that I'm selling you the house, umka veroma, its depth and its height, which you would think includes the bar. So, hachinami, ihavu arba amosin ilolo, should we say the same qualification? That when is the bar not included? If it's dalet amos, because then it's independent, then it stands on its own. So that's when it's not included. But if it's less than dalet amos, it is included. Should we say the same thing? We seem to say that about a yetziah. Why not say the same thing about a bar? So says the Gemara, no, hachi hashta. You can't compare a bar to a yetziah. Hasam, a bar is always going to be independent of the house because it has an entirely different usage than the house. Nobody lives in a bar. It's not part of a living quarter where a person goes. So that's why, regardless of its size, it's not going to be included in the sale. But hacha, when you're talking about a yetziah, idi v'idi chada tashmishtihi, it's a similar usage. Lo chashuv, and therefore if it's dalet amos, it's going to be considered chashuv, and if it's not dalet amos, it's not going to be considered chashuv. There's a discussion in the poskim, what about kviyas mezuzah in a room that's less than dalet amos by dalet amos? So the halacha is very clear that a bias is only chayiv in mezuzah. It's a beferish a gemara in several places that a bias is only chayiv in mezuzah if it's dalet amos by dalet amos, otherwise it's not a base dira. So poskim discuss, what about a small room that's used as a porch or as a closet or something of that nature? The Pischei Tshuva Yordes in Reish Pei Vav Sifkat Yiralv quotes from the Chamudei Daniel that only a beis dira has this qualification that it needs to be dalet al dalet, but a beis shar, marpesas, gina, even if it doesn't have dalet al dalet, it's chayiv mezuzah. Or if you have a large house and there are large closets that you could walk right into, also going to be chayiv mezuzah, even if they're less than dalet al dalet, because they're not meant for living, they're meant for storage, and only a beis dira has to be dalet al dalet. So the Maram Shik in the Tshuva in Yordei Reish Pei Zayin brings a raya from our sugya that a cheder that's made latzniyah bo chafatzim for usage that a person is going to put things away there, even if it's less than dalet al dalet, it's not batel legabe the bias. So lechora should be chayiv mezuzah as well, because it's no different than a beis tevin, a beis otzer, that whatever is royal l'tash mashadam is chayiv b'mezuzah. Meaning, if it's serving its function, it's meant to be used as a closet, and it does a great job being used as a closet, so then we assume that it's functional as such a room, even when it's less than dalet al dalet. That it's a machlokas aposkim, whether that's true or not, or whether every room has to be dalet al dalet, but that's the Chamudei Daniel. There's even a discussion, there's another sheet of the Kiveger, I think, suggests that if you have a walk-in closet, the closet's not chayiv in mezuzah, but the closet creates a doorway to the house. So when you go back out from the closet to the house, so it's not chayiv midin that the closet's a room, it's chayiv midin that the house is a room. So you would need to put a mezuzah on the right side going out of the closet to the house. So there are basically three shittos in the poskim. Some say you need when you have a walk-in closet that you need to, if it's less than dalet av, if it's more than dalet av dalet, then there is one shita. Then you put a mezuzah on the doorway going into the closet because it's a room. But if it's less than dalet al dalet, three shittos in the poskim. Some say like Chamudei Daniel, it's considered a chashva room because it's serving its function, and therefore you put a mezuzah on the way into the closet. Some say no, it's a doorway. It's not a chashva room, but it's a doorway into the house, so you put a mezuzah from the right side going out of the closet into the house. And some say, what are you talking about? It's not dalet al dalet, so it's pater me mezuzah. It's pater from mezuzah entirely. Okay, so that's the idea of this dalet al dalet when it comes to the chiluk of dalet al dalet dafka when it comes to yitziyah, but we don't have such a chiluk of dalet al dalet when it comes to when it comes to a bor. The Gemara points out. So v'loas hacheder shelifnim emenu. So the Mishnah also said not only is the yetziyah not included in the sale, the room further into the house is also not included in the sale. So frak the Gemara hashti yetziyah l'mizdavein cheder mibayi. If the yetziyah is not included in the sale, of course the room inside of it is not included in the sale. Why? Of course. What's the kal v'chomer? Because the yetziyah is not included, so kal v'chomer the room is not included. So a few different shittos from Rishonim. The Rashbam explains that if the Yitzia, which has very similar usage to the house, to the Tashmish HaBayis, is not included in the sale, so for sure, the Cheder that's Lefnim Imenu, where it doesn't have a similar Tashmish to the Tashmish HaBayis, it's purely a storage facility, it's not somewhere that you would go at all to hang out, so definitely it's not included in the house. The Yad Ramah understands almost the opposite of the Rashbam, that the Kol Shekein is that if the Yitzia, which has no light and no one would ever go there at all to hang out. No one would ever want to just sit in the Yetziyah. So it's mamish tuffle to the bias because it has no independent usage. You would never be mishamish b'fnei atzmo in the Yetziyah. It's like an otzer for the bias. It's a storage place for the house. Still, it's not included in the sale. So kol shekein, a separate room where there's more svara to say, you know, let's make that a separate apartment. Let's make that. So kal v'chomer, that would be considered independent and would not be included in the house. So it seems like machlokas and mitziyah. So what exactly the nature of this yetziyah is. Is the yetziyah a place where a person would go and use similar to the way he uses a house? Rabbeinu Yonah explains that a yetziyah that has no ikar bakarka is not included in the house. It's considered chashuv b'fnei atzmo, kol shekein cheder, which is part of the bayis, meaning it's a more solid structure that's considered part of the house itself. So that for sure should not be included in the sale of the house. And the Rashi explains that the kol shekein is that if Yetziyah, which is betoch habayis, is not included, kol shekein cheder that's not betoch habayis, but lifnim imenu, it's next to the bayis, it's further in from the bayis, that should not be including the sale. So be that as it may, the Gemara is bothered why we even have to mention v'lo asachedir shalafnim emenu. So says the Gemara, lo tzricha da'apagav de'matzah le'mitzrei avra'i, that even though when you mark off the area in the shtar, you indicate what the borders are of the house that you're selling, so the borders that you indicate include the cheder shalafnim emenu, and therefore you might have thought that that includes everything within those borders, that the sale includes everything within those borders that you marked off, so that's why we have to be told that even so, Kedrav Nachman, that it's not included. Kedrav Nachman, Amrav Nachman, Amrav Barvua, Hamochar Bayis L'Chaveru, Bebiro Gedola. If you sell a house inside of a larger structure, Afal Pi Shemetzelo Mitzarim Hachitzonim Mitzarim Hirchevlo. Even though you indicate the outer boundaries of that Biro Gedola, you were just indicating larger boundaries, but clearly you did not mean to sell the entire Biro Gedola. You're only selling a bias within the Bira Gedola. So over here as well, you mark off the borders of the larger property, but you're only selling the bias. You're not selling the cheder that's lifnim hemenu. If you look in the Taptosos, Latzricha Alfkav Demetzel Mitzarim Avrei Misafka Lari Biyatzia Iamrina Nami Mitzarim Hirchevlo Mi Mishnah Yaseira Oshema Dafka Becheder Detashmish Hachrina Hu Kedaber Hachav Yatzia Kana. Tosos says, I'm not sure if we would say the same thing by Yatzia. I mean, the Gemara is saying this as an answer to the question why we had to mention the halacha that another room is not included in the sale. Oh, it's a chiddush that even if the borders indicate that the other room would be included in the sale, no, it's still not included. Would we say the same thing by yetziyah? What if you wrote in the shtar borders that include the yetziyah as well? Would that still not be included in the sale? So Tosos Mesupak, Tosos leaves that unresolved, what the halacha would be in such a case. So it says Gemara, Hechi Dami, what's this idea of Mitzarim Hirchevlo? What exactly, when do we assume that if you include larger borders, you're not really intending to include everything within those borders, you're only intending to include the one house that you're actually selling. So what exactly is the case? Elim the Karle Labayas Bayas Labira Bira. If there are very clear names for the smaller house and for the larger structure, and you said very clearly in the shtar, I am selling you a bias. You did not say, I am selling you a large apartment building. I remember before I came to North Woodmere when I was in Cedarhurst, so I got a call from a community where real estate was very cheap to come and be the rabbi, and I was curious if I sold my house in Cedarhurst, what I could buy in that community. So I went online on the real estate listings, and I put in a price point for what I would be willing to pay for a house, and apartment buildings kept on coming up. So I said, "Wow, apartments are so expensive." No, the building. I could buy the entire building for if I moved to that. So anyway, so now you could buy like a half a house in North Woodmere for that. But if it's very clear that you call a bias, and you call a bira, so pshita bias zavenle, bira lo zavenle. So then it's obvious that a house is what you include. That's what you said you're selling. You did not say that you're selling a bira. Ela de la bira nami karla bayis kule zavenlei. Well, if the case happens to be that people call a bira a bayis, that people call the whole building a house, so then they and you marked off the location of the entire bira when you actually identified where it is. You marked off the location of the entire bira. So then, of course, you include the whole thing. It should not only include the bayis. So what exactly is the case where it's both true and the chiddush, that it's true that when you mark off the entire thing, you're only selling the bias, and that you're teaching me something when you tell me you're only selling the bias, that it's a chiddush to say such a thing. So it says, here's the case. Lo tzricha, deruba karule lebayis bayis, lebira bira. The majority of people call a house, and call an apartment building. They call a larger structure, a larger structure. Ve'ika nami de lebira karule bayis. But every once in a while, you have people that call a bira a bias as well. So that's the case. Mao de tema kule zavenle. I might have thought that even though he used the term bias, since he indicated the larger borders, that's showing that he refers to a bira as a bias, and he's part of that miyut of people that when he says the word bias, he means a bira. Kamash malon mitahavle l'michta veloshi yaris bizvini alim klum. From the fact that he could have said or should have said, and I'm leaving nothing out of this sale, everything within these borders is included, and he didn't write that lashon in the shtar. He didn't write that very expressive lashon that everything is included. So if he doesn't write all included, we don't assume all is included. We assume he's part of the rov b'nei adam who refers to a bira as a bira, a bias as a bias, and therefore since he wrote bias, he's only selling a bias. He is not selling a bira. So that is the chiddush and of this halacha, that even though you mark off the larger area, you're only intending to sell the house itself. Says Tosos el karle lebira nami bayis pirush rivam el dekule alma kshemaskirin bayis tam kol habira mashma ukshrotz lahaskir bayis echad below bira tzrich lefarish velomar bayis echad below bira. So the rivam says it seems like the opposite, that if everyone agrees when you say bias tam, it means the entire bira. When you want to include only one bias without the bira, so meaning if it's a place, now there, if it's a place where they call a bira a bias, that when you refer to the larger building, you would use the term bias. So how do you taka sell a house then? I mean, what if you only want to sell a little house and you don't want to sell the entire bira? So then you have to say that explicitly in the shtar. If it just says stam, so we're going to assume it's the bira. So you have to be mefarish that bayis echod below bira. You need to say it. And that could be true, says Rivam, even if you don't mark off the outer boundaries of it. If it's a place where they call the bira a bayis, it could be just by saying the word bayis, Shabbos, it's automatically all inclusive. Umitoch Lashna Kuntrus Mashmanami Shrotzal Farish Kane. Ulpirza Hadduksiv Bakalas from Labira Nami Bias, Hainu Kamosha Koran Labira Bira, Koranami Labira Bias. When we say that they call a Bira also a bias, it doesn't mean that sometimes bias means bias, sometimes bias means Bira. It means just like they call a Bira, they call a Bira a bias as well. That there are two words for Bira, but not that bias could just as easily mean bias or just as easily mean Bira. No, the way the Rivam is explaining is that in this model that the Gemara is drawing over here, the word bias means Bira and only means Bira. The only way to make it mean the smaller area is if you're explicit in the shtar that you're only selling the smaller area. So says Tosfos, but if that's true, that's the case, that's the possibility. V'kasha l'rid him kein avle l'shuni l'tzricha dekoronami l'bayis bayis v'korakoli alma l'bayis bayis l'bira bayis v'amayis v'chol nemer dika dekor l'bira bira pirish v'lo bayis v'ikonami dekor l'bira bayis. So it's a little confusing, but Tosfos says that then we could have had a better answer in the Gemara. We could have said that the case is that they call a bias as well, and everyone calls a bias bias, meaning everyone uses the term bias for both a bias and a bira. Why do we have to say that there are some people that call a bira and not a bias? We could have just said that the case is that everyone uses the term bias interchangeably for a bias and a bira, and that would be the case where you're only selling the smaller area. So that's why Tos says that he doesn't think that that's the correct pshat in the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara further. Let's say we're not talking about houses, we're talking about fields, open areas. You're selling a sada in a large bika, in a large open area. Even though the borders of the property that you indicate include the entire large area, no, you're only really selling the sada that's within it. You are not selling the entire area. Well, what exactly is the case? If everyone calls a field, and everyone calls a bika, and you wrote in the shtar, I'm selling you a field, I'm selling you a sada, so obviously, pshita, sada zavanlay, bika lo zavanlay. Then it's obvious, you're not selling the entire area, you said, I'm selling you a sada, so it only includes a sada. Well, then kula zavanlay. And if we're talking about a place where people sometimes call a bika a sada, that even when they use the word sada, it doesn't always mean the small field, sometimes it means the entire area. So if I told you that I'm selling you a sada, and then I mark off these huge borders, these huge boundaries, so then obviously I'm including that entire area. So what's the case? Again, very similar to the discussion we just had. What's the case where it's true that I'm only including the smaller field, and it's a chiddush that I'm only including the smaller field? So the case is lotzricha, same answer as before. Deika de la sada karle sada ula bika bika. There are some people that call a sada and call a bika, vikanami de karula la sada. And some people call even an entire bika a sada. So we're just not sure if you're one of those people. When you wrote sada in your shtar, are you one of those people that happens to refer to an entire bika as a sada? So ma de tema kule zavanle, I might have thought that he's including everything and he's selling the entire bika. From the fact that he should have written in the shtar, if he really wanted to sell the entire bika, he should have written in the shtar that I'm including everything within these borders, and he didn't write any such thing in the shtar. So you see that he's not really selling everything within those borders, he's selling that one little field in those borders. So now the Gemara is bothered. We just had the same conversation twice, so it doesn't really matter if you're talking about a cheder within a bayis or you're talking about a soda within a bika. We get it, that if it's a place where the larger area is sometimes by some people called by the smaller name, so it's a chiddush that you're only including the smaller area. What difference does it make if you're talking about a room in a house or a field in a bika? So it's tricha. The Gemara says, no, we need to be told both of these chiddushim. If it only would have told me the house, I would have said, yeah, each one has an independent usage. But a bika, which is all the same, the entire area surrounding all the other neighboring fields, have the same usage. I mean, bias and bira are not exactly used for the same thing. So bira would not be included in the house, and then we would assume mitzarim hirchavlo. He's just broadening the borders in the language of the shtar, but it doesn't really mean to include the whole bira. But sados in a bikkur, where everything has to be plowed and tilled and everything the same way, so I might think he's including the entire bikkur in the sale. V'yash mina bikkur, and if it only would have told me about the bikkur that you're only including that one sade, mishum delo havale the mimtzarle, because why the reason that you're only including that one field is because you had no choice but to mark off the broader boundaries. There's no other way to do it. It's just a wide open area, so there are no like landmarks where this field ends to easily mark off in the shtar where exactly the land is. Aval bayis davle the mimtzarle, but a bayis is much easier. There are walls, so it's much easier to say I'm selling you from this wall to that wall. You could have included that. You could have said that velo mitzarle, and you didn't. So kulez avanle, I would have thought that therefore you mean to sell the entire bira. So come, so that's why tricha. That's why it has to tell me that no, even by a bayis within a bira, we still assume that you're only selling the bayis and not the entire bira. So that's why we need to be told the same halacha in both cases. Keman azla hada amar Rav Mari brother Bashmuel, brother Bashmuel mishmeda abaye haiman de bezavin lemidi lechavrei tsarich lemichtav lei lo shiaris bizvini alin kadami klum. Who's the shita that holds that when you're selling something, if you really want to be all-inclusive, you have to say explicitly that you are being all-inclusive, that everything is included, you're not leaving anything out of the sale that's marked in the shtar? Kiman Rav Nachman Amar Rav Aravua. That's assuming like Rav Nachman Amar Rav Aravua, because he holds that generally we assume Meitzarim Yerchevlo, you're just making it sound good in the shtar, you're broadening the borders. So if that's not what you're intending to do, then you need to be explicit that that's not what you're intending to do. You have to say, I am selling you everything, everything is included. A guy said to his friend, Ara de Bechia mezavnanalach. I am selling you the Ara de Bechia, the land that I got from Rabbi Chia. Havai le tati arasadav miskara de Bechia. He happened to have two pieces of land that he got from Rabbi Chia and that were called by that name. Amar Ravashi chada amar le tati lo amar le. He said Ara in the lashon yachid. So he's selling him one land. He's not selling him two lands. V'yamar le arasa miut arasa shtayim. But if he says it in the plural, then we assume it's two lands. What if he owns five lands that are all de Bechia? Still, it's only two, because if you said plural, we always assume the minimum of the plural, and the minimum of the plural is two. The Amale kol arasa, kol arasa de islay lebarmi mustani pardese. But if he says kol arasa, I'm selling you all of the land, then all of the land that he has, except for the orchards and the gardens that he has, that would not be included. He wouldn't call that kol arasa. The Amale ziara. But if he says all of my properties, then afilu bustani pardese lebarmi bati va'avdi. Then even the gardens, even the orchards, just not the houses and the avadim, but any land, any open land that he has is included. V'yomalei nichsi, and if he says lashem nechasim, afilu bati v'avdi, then even batim, even avadim, everything is included in the sale. Tosus is bothered over here in Dibra Maschal Arasa Tarti Mashma. Tosus says that there's a Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia that says that if Haiman de Mashal Maril Chavri the Mirpak Bei Pardesei, that if I lend you a shovel to go dig in your pardesim, in your orchards, so Rabbik Bei Kol Pardesei de Islay, then you're allowed to use it for all of your orchards, no matter how many you have. So Fred Tosus over here we're saying that when you say lands in the plural, it means two, only two, because the minimum plural is two. Over there, I'm giving you a shovel to use for your orchards, so shouldn't we say you're only allowed to use it for two orchards? Why do we say you're allowed to use it for everything? So Tos says, Mishum hasam derech hushamash lo lekol ma shetzarech. You have to look at what's normal. Normally, when you lend somebody such equipment, you lend it to him to use in all of his fields. He says, V'yesh mufarshim, dasam yada mash lo tachton de shol muchsuk. Some say that no, that there's a different muchzuk in each case. That in that case, the mashil is not the muchzuk. The shoel is the muchzuk. But over here, the mocher is the muchzuk. It all depends on who's considered to have the chazaka, and the other one is trying to be motzi miyado. But Tosos disagrees with that. And then in the bottom line of Tosos, he quotes from the Rivam, who's mechalik bein pardise la arasa. That maybe there's a difference between Pardise and Arasa, meaning depending on which on what type of land you're talking about, it may be more inclusive or less inclusive. Okay, Bez Hashem, will pick up from there tomorrow.